Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Quiet, numbskulls, I'm broadcasting.
Okay, so there's a thing out, the American Society of Magical Negroes is a movie that came out, and it earned $1 million, which means it was a flop. Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here listening to. I happen to be a magical Negro, and a proud one, a free-range Negro as well. I always tell people that. Never been cooped up like the other Negroes. Yeah. Anyway, the movie was a flop because it was an anti-white film. And they called white people, get this, the most dangerous animal on the planet. Can you believe this? I don't think these people have ever visited countries where the indigenous people are dangerous. Let me put it another way. Would you rather be in, I don't know, Congo or Sweden? I happen to know where I would rather be. I'd rather be in Sweden. I mean, I'm going to be eating Swedish meatballs and admiring the Swedish bikini team because I'm not going to Congo. Dangerous areas of the world, the most dangerous areas of the world are in third world nations where the people are far from white. Now, I know you white folks can't say that. You'll get in big trouble. So I'll say it for you. I would skip many a family gathering to go hang out with my white friends. I love my family to death, but I don't love them to the point where they will kill me. And when I tell you these things, and people have heard my stories, you've been listening to me for the many years that I've been doing this stuff, you've heard me talk about some of the stories. I don't tell them all because I don't want to tell on everybody in the family, but I've told you stories about people and my family, nuttier than squirrel turds, threatening to kill other family members at family reunions. That's how stupid it gets. Yeah. The American Society of Magical Negroes. And let me give you another little data point. Look at any way you want to look at the data on statistics of black-on-white crime, white-on-black crime, etc. You know what you come up with? Black folks are dangerous. Now, it doesn't mean across the board. It's not a monolithic thing. It isn't like we're born out of the womb ready to go to war. It just means we get put into circumstances where we become very dangerous. I was a kid who grew up in a dangerous environment. I was. Inner cities of San Antonio, and, you know, could have gone either way. Luckily, my grandparents moved. We moved to a ranch, and my entire existence changed because growing up in the city versus growing up on a 25,000-acre cattle ranch, you couldn't be more different. I mean, you talk about on the other end of the pole. I was North Pole from South Pole. Now, I knew what it was. We went to the city every week. So every weekend, or every other weekend, give or take, to go visit family. So I knew what it was like to grow up black and poor and all the other things. I knew what crime was. I knew who was, I mean, heck, many of my family members were committing crimes. Not as bad as on my father's side. But we had criminals on my mother's side of the family, too. So I saw it, but I didn't get sucked into it. And I'll be honest with you, I probably never would have because I had a different way of thinking very early on. I don't know what caused it. I don't. I know certain thought patterns that changed over my life. Like, for example, as a little kid, I knew right from wrong. And I knew when I'd been wronged. Like one time I took a bath. My grandmother, I hated taking baths. I just did. Most little kids do. And shower, I would have been fine. Bath, I didn't like. And we didn't have a shower. Hated baths because I had to clean the bathtub, get the ring out and all that. It was a pain. So anyway, I took a bath, did it the right way, dried myself off thoroughly, came out. My grandmother said, let me feel you. She felt me and I was still, I felt dry to her. She said, you didn't take no bath. You just went in there and sit in the bathroom. And I was mad because I had taken a bath. And I was outraged. How dare you? And even though I had done what she had said before. You know what the lesson was? Don't be lying early on. And then you won't have to, you know, face the, when you come out and say, I did take a bath. She go, okay, I believe you. I told you about the whole lying because of my dad. I didn't want to own up to that dude. But anyway, the point I'm making is I know the black existence to some degree. But Do I know it like a gangbanger? Like Michelle, who's on my team, a girl who was stolen from her parents, who was given up at birth, then her birth mother steals her at 5 years old and makes a prostitute out of her by the time she's seven so she could pay for her dope and the dope for her jighead boyfriend? Can you imagine selling your little daughter to strangers in your crackhead apartment, hearing the things being done to her and not caring because she was getting you your drugs? I don't have that experience. I would venture to tell you most of you don't either. So anyway, they make this stupid movie, and it says white people. It was funny. One of my friends tweeted, says, "Oh, so let's just call it White People Are the Enemy, a feel good Hollywood story," which cracked me up. White people are the enemy, a feel good Hollywood story. Because that's what they want to do. They want to make white people the enemy. Let me tell you, white people, you are not the enemy. Don't misunderstand me. You got bad people among you. And there are places where even I, with my ideology, I can't go. But I don't worry about it. I don't go there. But I go to places where I want to go. And let me tell you something. You white folks, y'all are some good people. I'm going to tell you. I hip a few black folks every now and then. I go, hey, psst, Ray, white folks aren't as bad as you think. Wink, wink, pass it along, you know, but be vigilant. Don't give it to anybody. Don't let them all know, because I don't want everybody running over here taking over my white folks. I got my white folks I love, and we love each other, and we fellowship, and we call and check on each other and all that, but I ain't giving them all up. Just pretty funny to watch it, you know. So anyway, the movie fails. It does $1 million. Let me tell you, you can't make a movie in Hollywood. You can't make a movie in Hollywood for less than $10 million. So I don't know who's in it. I didn't watch it. I didn't even know about it. I just saw anti-white movie tanks. And I wanted to see what it was about. I didn't. Anti-white. Was it laundry? Were they talking about laundry? Some people like to watch color. What? Nope. Anti-white movie. Calling white people the most dangerous animal on the planet. Which leftists are its opposite. Right? Who is the most dangerous animal in America? A teenager, a black male between the ages of 15 and 25 is the most dangerous person in America. I'm talking about physically. Now, the most dangerous person in America, period, is white leftists. They are the most dangerous animal on the planet. That part the movie got right. But it's not y'all. It's not the white people listening to this program. Not at all. I'm talking about you conservatives. You're not dangerous. You're far from. I mean, you can be made to be dangerous, but you're not dangerous. You're not running around looking for trouble. But the other guys are. Boy, do we have a great show for you today.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Kevin Jackson here. I take vitamins daily, folks, and I hate swallowing pills. So now I use Verve Spray Vitamins. Verve Spray Vitamins are 90% effective as compared to pills and capsules. You spray a little bit on the inside of your cheek, bam, you can feel the effects fast. Honestly, they taste phenomenal, and they're cheaper than pills and capsules and three times more effective. Verve Spray Vitamins are tested and certified. The company is veteran-owned, and the product is made in America. So visit VerveSprayVitamins.com and use the code ACTION to get your discount. Do you use coupons when you shop? Probably not. But you probably wish you did. Well, what if you had a credit card that automatically got you a discount at hundreds of big box stores? And what if that credit card earned you rewards that could be used for travel or other online store purchases? For a very small monthly fee, you can save hundreds of dollars or more annually or earn awards to amazing travel deals. Visit the KevinJacksonNetwork.com and get signed up for Finmore. It will change the way you shop. 3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission. And many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. And there's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discovery on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally, and it's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Hi, this is Sophie Winnick, longtime distributor and user of longevity products. In the last few years, my family went through a crisis. Everything else in my life, including my business, had to be put on the back burner. Thankfully, life is getting back to normal now. But the one thing I never had to worry about was my business and my monthly commission. I've been a distributor for longevity for over 17 years, since before it was longevity. And I've got to say, the most amazing thing about this company is the people. While my family was in crisis, other distributors stepped in and helped my customers, simply because that's what longevity people do, even for people they don't know. For me, it has never been about getting rich. It was about a product I could stand behind, a company I could count on, and a monthly commission check that has never, not once, been late in 17 years. Longevity is truly a business for everyone, even people who have too much to do. I'm Sophie Winnick. I'm just like you. I have a real life, real ups and downs, but I know I will always have longevity.
Jackson Radio Show.
And it didn't cost us a dime.
Quality of life is really sort of a fleeting thing. You know, that's not the right word. Let me start. It's not fleeting. It's relative. It's relative. So, for example, when I was younger, my quality of life was based on my things, you know, my car. You know, I remember when I got my first, the Supra. I had the second Supra. It was a new body style. It was 1986. And it was smoking hot. People in Ferraris and Porsches would look at my car and be like, whoa, I could see them. I mean, they were just like, wow. I would park that car, go to a restaurant, bring my car up, and they would park my car right by all the super sports cars. And keep in mind, I was making a lot of money as a young engineer. Actually, I was in sales. It just transitioned into sales. And I was making a lot of money and young. I was hanging out at the places where young people hung out at. So I wanted to be seen, right? And, of course, I was a suit and tie guy, the whole deal. I had it going on. Yeah. Still do. But anyway, I would drive up in this car. And when I would go out, when I had my keys to the valet, they were like, whoa, what is this? I go, that's a Supra. A Toyota, for goodness sakes. A Toyota Supra. And there would be the Ferraris and the Lamborghinis or whatever. And there would be my Supra. They weren't parking it around the corner. So, you know, I was measuring myself differently. It was, you know, am I getting invited to the parties? Do I know what the jet set scene is? And was I getting, you know, I had places where I could go where people are like, oh, hey, it's Kev, you know, and they'd shake my hand and I could just go in. I could cut the line, you know, at the club and things like that. It was cool. And but I will tell you, it was a rat race. I look back on it now. Of course, we all do, right? When you look back on things you did in the past, you're like, what a waste of time, you know? But it was fun at the time, and you understood it. And maybe that was how you judge quality of life. But it's relative, because as you got, you know, that was in my 20s and in my 30s. And then you get into your 40s, and your quality of life changes. It's okay. I got to get out of the starter house. You know, I got to start planning for, you start thinking about your kids and what you're going to be doing and raising them right. Those things change. Then you become empty nesters, and that changes. And, you know, getting your 50s and 60s, and suddenly quality changes. And I'm going to tell you, when you get in the 50s and 60s, you start thinking about life a lot differently. You start thinking about mortality and legacy and all kinds of stuff. And suddenly, it's not about the things. It really changes. And it's funny. I'm listening to myself today, and I'm thinking about what I could have told my 20, you know, myself 20, 30, 40 years ago, and I'm going, I wouldn't have listened. I wouldn't have believed it. If you had said to me, I actually pay attention to the commercials when I'm watching old people shows, I would have said, you're crazy. Well, I'm not going to be worried about the step-in bathtub and, you know, and stuff like that, because your body starts to ache. You know, the things that you never thought about before because you didn't have to suddenly are on your brain. You get a pain, you know, you go, I got to get that checked out. You know, I got a problem with one of my right foot that some guy described for me years ago. I was like, he was telling me, I was like, man, I don't even know what he's talking about. And now I have the same problem. Probably around the same age. Anyway, the whole thing of this is they talk about quality of life, and that's what I want to talk about. Here's what they wrote. Believe it or not, high prices combined with massive taxation and out-of-control crime aren't the keys to keeping citizens of major cities happy. Such was reflected in the results of a new poll conducted by the New York Post, which revealed that only half of New Yorkers plan on staying in the city over the next 5 years. You want to talk about flight? That's what's happening. All these major cities. They said a mere 30% said they were happy with the quality of life in New York, in the city. The Citizens Budget Commission is who's put this thing together. They said additionally, the poll found that merely 37% of New Yorkers now rate public safety in their local area as excellent or good. Now, this comes on the heels of Joe Biden reporting that America's safer under him. We're going to get into that another time. But yeah, so 37% of New Yorkers rate safety as excellent or good, which means 63% of them related as not. Now, I don't have the other numbers, but 63% don't think the city's safe. And Joe Biden is spiking the football, going, whatever, dude. And I'm not just saying it's his fault for that. Eric Adams is responsible for that. Remember Rudy Giuliani? He had New York City relatively safe. Then came Bloomberg, de Blasio, and now Eric Adams. And New York is not considered safe. They said this marks a significant decline from 6 years prior when 50% of residents felt positively about their neighborhood safety. So half the people, and they're at the time bragging, oh, half of us think we're safe. But what about the other half? I've never seen people address problems by looking at it from, okay, this is good. I tell you guys all the time, go work in manufacturing and see what happens if 50% of the product was coming off the line, or 50% of your employees were happy and 50% are not. Your company is in danger if that's the case. But cities and you know, universities and things like this,
50% of our people are graduating. Let's pat ourselves on the back.
Wow. Anyway, they surveyed, they give you all the numbers,
You know, we surveyed 6,000 people, blah, 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 but who cares? They said in the survey, though, of 6,600 household people reveal that half felt unsafe using the subway by day, a stark drop from 2017. It also highlighted significant declines in satisfaction with, you ready? Public education, government services, and cleanliness. A guy is an acquaintance. He was in Moscow. He was in Russia. Y'all knew I was going Roscow. He was in Roscow. He was in Moscow. And he was out in the evening. And he was showing the cleanliness of the city. Now, any big city, you're going to have your stuff. But remember when Tucker Carlson went into the subway. I don't know if you guys saw that clip. He saw murals on the wall. No graffiti. You know, subway that made New York look, I mean, New York is a subway, is a nasty environment. But night and day, you would think it would have been the opposite. We are being fed a line, folks. Trust and believe. Queens Councilman Robert Holden said, people are fed up with the quality of life. There's a general sense of lawlessness. You go into a CVS, there's shoplifting. People's cars get vandalized. Joe Biden says it's not happening. Joe Biden says, you're dreaming. You don't know what you're talking about. Dissatisfaction grew regarding traffic, safety for cyclists and pedestrians, subway services. Higher income Manhattan residents and white individuals report higher satisfaction with city life, although overall contentment with life quality in New York fell. But 50% were pleased with their neighborhood quality, which means a bunch of others were not. We're going to talk more about this.
Kevin Jackson Radio. He's black.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. A massive response is underway after a bridge collapse in Baltimore with cars in the water. Dade Collins has the update.
The U.S. Coast Guard, Baltimore Fire and Police, and a number of other state agencies are responding after a container ship struck the Francis Scott Key Bridge. The incident is being treated as a mass casualty event. The Maryland Transportation Authority says all lanes are closed in both directions. I'm Dave Collins.
Earlier plans to host a delegation from Israel in Washington are now on ice. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu called off the visit in protest of a new U.S.-backed resolution for a ceasefire in Gaza. A statement from Netanyahu's office said the United States' decision harms attempts to free hostages. The resolution that passed Monday at the UN calls for a ceasefire through the rest of Ramadan. I'm Ryan Daniels, USA News.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
To end here.
Actually, it's just gotten started.
No! This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
There are some political euphemisms that just always crack me up. I will not stop working until we get the job done. You know, stuff like that. I mean, you say to yourself, really? I will work tirelessly for you. Whatever. Has Joe Biden worked tirelessly for us? The guy's taking more vacations than anybody. And I'm glad, in a way. These Democrats, and Rhino politicians as well, will tell you whatever they think you want to hear. I won't stop until we get it done. Bill Biden right now, he's talking about, I will institute Roe v. Wade. I will get you women back the right to kill your babies. I'll bet you money he doesn't. I bet you money. By the way, hey, ladies, in case the leftist ladies, there's a few, they listen to the program. Nobody's taking it away from you. You know what people are asking you to do? Just think about it. Think about it before you kill a child. That's it. Now go along, move along. Let me get back to the regular folks. Let me get back to the same people listening to my show. These people will promise the world, and I'm going to tell you, we pride ourselves in my business. We say, you must under-promise and over-deliver. I can honestly tell you, we've achieved it almost every time. And the times when we didn't, you know what it was based on? It was a level set. We didn't level set correctly. Because I will never over-promise and under-deliver. I give people, Kevin, we want to book you for a thing. You know, people love you. I go, hey, let me make a point. I will come and do my job. I will give you a speech like you wouldn't believe. But I can't guarantee you who's going to be there. I don't know how popular I am. And I'll be honest with you, I don't care. If they miss me, I promise you, there are going to be people going, man, we heard we missed a great performance. You did. You absolutely did. On you. But, you know, maybe next year, maybe in the next 5 years if they book me again. But I'm not worrying about it. But what I will tell you is, because I've had this happen many times with my speeches. I had a lady one time I was going to speak. Ted Cruz had spoken a year before. She came up to me. She says, well, I don't know you, but we had Ted Cruz here last year, and he was magnificent. And you better live up to Ted Cruz. And I said, ma'am, I'll do my best. So I spoke, brought down the house, and she came over to me. She looked around and said, Ted who? And we both started laughing. I will never forget that. She looked around and went, Ted who? And started chuckling. It was hysterical. You know, look, let me tell you something. In this movement, people to say, well, Kevin, how much impact have you had? I don't know. You know what? Candace Owens has brought every black person into conservatism, according to most people I know. So that doesn't leave me many people. I do know of one, Pastor Stevie, who has me coming to speak at his church sometime in August. I do know I converted him because he tells his congregation all the time, Kevin Jackson is the reason I ain't no Democrat. But that's the only one I can account for, okay? Actually, there's a few more. One of them works for me, Michelle, and others. But I'm not going to sit here and go, oh, yeah, well, you know, forget Justice Thomas and Thomas Sowell. I don't know. I can tell you this. I don't hold a candle to those guys. But I do know I'm out there working my butt off. I'll put it to you this way. Thomas Sowell, Justice Thomas, Walter Williams, Larry Elder, they're not outworking me. That's all I can tell you. They will not outwork me. Nobody can do that. So make promises you're going to keep. But you know what? Politicians don't do that. They tell you what you want to hear. And look at the outcomes. I mean, when do people wake up and go, you know what? You're not living up to what you said, Joe Biden. And then hold them to task and say, by the way, how are you doing so well? Do you know anybody struggling besides me? Do you know anybody struggling? I'm talking about they had a horrible year, and they know exactly where it relates, where it came from. Joe Biden's policies cost me tens of thousands of dollars. And I believe, quite frankly, policies of the left have stopped what would normally, I mean, I'm going to tell you right now, if the left got out of my way, let my message get out there, I would be a multimillionaire. And they know it, and they stop you. They stop me, they stop many other people. They don't want us to make a living. So they limit it to a handful, a little Tucker Carlson or Tim Pool or somebody, a crowd or whatever. And then they attack them. They go after them. And they hope they don't have the backbone to withstand it. You know why they don't attack me? You know why they don't let me get ahead? At least this is what I think. Because I'm impervious. Attack me. I'm ready to go to battle. Ask Fox News. I want people of principle. I want them around me. Look, I'm not telling you to be perfect. Every one of my friends I've told you about, they are all failures. And not worthy of the grace of God. So am I. I don't judge them. I don't judge their religion. I don't judge their spouses. I don't judge their attitudes. I don't judge them at all. I mean, I like everything they do, and I'll tell them, hey, man, you got a bad attitude today. They call me sometimes, and I'm like, hey, you call me when you're feeling a little better. All right? I'll do that. But I'm not going to abandon them. Because we're equally yoked in what we want to achieve and what we believe people can achieve for themselves. We got no skin in the game except we want what's best for everybody. But these people, these leftists, they will do destruction to you and they won't even think twice about it. And I'm going to use New York as an example. Governor Hochul is bringing in the National Guard to protect people at the subway. 750 troops. That is a police force. I talked about it earlier. That's a police force that could protect Pittsburgh. Pittsburgh has 740 police officers. That's enough to protect the city of Pittsburgh. They only want it for the subway. They didn't want to send it to the January 6th. We're learning about those lies, right? Lies of Liz Cheney, lies of the January 6th committee. But when they need them, when they can't get cops, then they want to bring in the military. You know, the baby killers, the people that strafe Vietnamese villages. They want to bring them in because now they got to look good. They got to look like they're making the Hochul's, we're going to stop this stuff. 750 National Guard members, 250 New York State Police and MTA Police Department personnel. They're doing bag inspections and security checks at the bigger stations. And then, get this, Hochul introduced a bill to ban people convicted of assault within the transit system from being allowed to use it. Really? What if they're illegals? What are you going to do then? You going to let them use it? Asking for a friend. She wants to speed up security camera installations. And here's what she did. She promised that she's going to make a difference. She's going to deliver it to the New York people. She says that it needs to, we got to get rid of these violent offenders because we got to protect people. And she says, I will not stop working to keep you safe. That is until she stops working to keep you safe. Hochul says she's got a 5-point plan. She's going to rid violent offenders and protect all the commuters and the transit workers. sending a message to the New Yorkers. Your safety's paramount to me. We got to have a safe sub, which I hope she does it. I hope she lives up to something. I would love to see a Democrat actually do something they say they're going to do and it not just be talk. I haven't gone in a long time to New York. I'm going up to have dinner with one of my donors. He and I talked not too long ago, and he says he wanted to have me come up and meet with me and Charles. And I love New York as a tourist. I do. But I wonder about cities like New York. But it's not safe. 97 subway assaults in 2023. 3 murders on the subway last year, 2023. One of the MTA conductors, he got his neck slashed when he stuck his head out the window. This was at Bed-Stuy, which is one of the more dangerous areas of New York. But much more happens on the subway. 388 major crimes committed in New York subway system. It's a 13% rise. What are those major crimes? Robbery, sexual assaults. They said deploying troops to the subway will unfortunately increase the perception of crime. I love that. People may suspect that there's crime on the subways, as they say, looking around. We don't want them to suspect that. They might actually think Joe Biden's not young. And that he's not crooked. And that Hunter's not a Renaissance painter. We can't have him thinking the wrong stuff. They said an anti-gay bigot with a box cutter attacked a gay man. That, it's always funny how they take, when they give you an example, it's always somebody gay or black or female or whatever. It's more intersectionality, the better. But they won't tell you who did it. They don't want to tell you the nationality of the perp or anything like that. Cities are cesspools, folks. That's what it boils down to. And leftists are doing nothing, and we can capitalize on this.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
3% of this nation defeated the British, and that was over a tea tax. I can only imagine what those patriots would be willing to do today under this oppressive system. The government colludes with fake news media and social media to silence voices. I've seen many of my friends and fellow patriots over the years give up. I'd be lying if I said I hadn't thought about it in the past, but God put me on a mission, and many of you now share my mission. And what I need is 500 of you to help us blow up this conservative ministry of truth. For those of you who join by giving $20 of recurring income monthly, you're going to get treated like none other. Automatic entrance into the Backstage Club. And in that club, we will create things that only you will see. We'll do virtual sessions where we'll talk about issues and things that I don't talk about on the show. Private events. Sometimes it'll be when I come to visit your city. Other times it might be where I live. You will get personal access to me. So please, become one of my 500 most avid supporters. Join up at thekevinjacksonnetwork.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days' worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at GCNfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to GCNfood.com. GCNfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or injured at work, you have rights and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. 800-524-3810. That's 800-524-3810.
Kevin Jackson Radio Show.
Con Kevino Jacksones.
Come on, Target. Seriously? You think you can offer self-checkout with a store frequented by leftists? Welcome, folks. Kevin Jackson's here. You're listening to the Kevin Jackson Network. 844-551-8255. Before I get into that story, let me tell you something about you. You have the best dollar on the planet, the American dollar. It is the most powerful currency, conservative dollar. It is the most powerful currency anywhere, the American conservative dollar. It is what they want when you travel. They don't want leftists going overseas and stuff. These are people that look for the easy way out. These are people that go overseas and try to steal and do the same stuff they do here. You know what you do? You go over. You book your hotel, you book your car, you understand that you are there to represent America, and you do the right things. You spend money, and they go, "Boy, those Americans are fun." You tip. You tip the valet, you tip the person that brings, you know, whatever. You tip everybody. You're just used to it. You show the true America. You are friendly, you're fun, you're engaging, you're wanting to know what's going on, you're inquisitive, you're thoughtful, you're all that. That's what you do. And even when you're here, your dollar is the best on the planet. People from overseas want it. Most of them, a lot of them try to steal it through emails. Don't answer those emails. But when you're here, you have the best dollar. You are so coveted. Good for you. And that's why it's important to me that when we're going after your dollar, that you feel like you're getting value. You either look at it and say, this is a crazy world, and I got to support the people who are out there trying to change this crazy world. It is insane. I'm about to share a story with you to prove that. And when we think about you and your dollars, if you go look at the things that I talk about on this program, Finmore, go to my website, find out what that is. It's a credit card that you connect your credit cards to it, and it gives you travel benefits that you will not find anywhere else, and it gives you money back. You're going to make money using that card. You're welcome. I talked to you about RX Help Centers. The reason I talked to you about that is because RX is another way you can save money. My father-in-law, God rest his soul, when he was alive, he had $700 a month in recurring meds. Vietnam vet, all kinds of health issues. $60 flat fee, his product shipped to him. $60 flat fee. I tell anybody, if you got a chronic illness, you go to our website, find RX Help Centers, the recurring thing, get signed up, and it's going to save you money. Now, if you're paying $50, $60, $100 for your meds a month, it's not going to help you much. But let's say you are paying $100. If you can get it for $60, I'm saving you $40 a month. Let's split it. I'd be willing to split it with you. But here's what I can tell you. 100% it works. And I've already talked to you about Verve spray vitamins. I'm on those. I spray every morning before I do the show. Whoo, little pick-me-up with the energy. And I suggest you take a look at that. If you do go to vervesprayvitamins.com, put in the code ACTION, and you get a discount. I want to move on because I want to talk about Target. Self-checkout. They might as well just call it free stuff checkout. It gives thieves the ability to pretend to pay. I watched a lady the other day in a grocery store, and she pretended to pay. And I remember thinking, yeah, I go to, when I'm at Walmart to pick up stuff, I do the self-checkout. Melissa hates doing it. She says, they pay people, I pay for food, they need to pay people to do that. They aren't paying me to work for myself. But for me, it's quicker. So I go there, and I'm not even thinking about it. When it goes boop, I put it in the thing, on, you know, and it'll tell you, put the item in the bag. Or I'll put it in the bag. And I never even consider, well, could I use a different barcode? Could I pretend to put it in the bag or, you know, whatever, put it in there and then do something else? Could I, whatever. I could do 15 different things. For example, you could, it asks you, what item are you going to weigh? Let's say you got an avocado and it's $1 and a tomato is 50 cents. So I put in a thing, what do you have? I have a tomato. I look it up and it says, okay, great. And I know the tomato is 50 cents and the avocado is $1. I just do all the avocados as tomatoes. I haven't even thought about the ways to rip it off because I just go there, I get my groceries, I use the little tag on the fruit or whatever. I should probably look at that to make sure I'm getting the right stuff. But I figure they're good, I'm good, boom, I just get my stuff. But I'm telling you, there are people who know, they have been, they're like prisoners. They sit there and look and go, what's the flaw in the system? And this older white lady, I'm not lying, we looked dead at each other. I was like, you don't look like you actually rang that up. I didn't hear the boop. And then she kind of pretended to put it in the bag, and she had it situated in a way that I could. And again, maybe I'm wrong. Maybe she didn't do anything wrong, but she surely looked suspicious. I've never considered cheating that system. But who would blame you? Today, given the price of groceries and what Joe Biden lets other people do, those that aren't playing by the rules, why wouldn't you? I mean, if everybody else is driving up the price of stuff, go for it. It's a license to steal. Here's an article that's in CNBC. target is set to limit the number of items that can be purchased in the self-checkout lanes to 10 or fewer. Did you know? I don't know if you knew about this. They're going to limit it to 10 or fewer. The retail giant said Friday that the change would take effect. It's happened already, I think. And almost all of its 2,000 stores nationwide. Some self-checkout lanes, they say, may close entirely at certain hours depending upon the foot traffic. Why? Because they can't watch all those people. They don't have enough cameras to watch the thieves. The people that come in and do all that, you know, the what do they call it, flash mobbing, they know how to get around that system. So they're going to shut it down. What do you do when you go to the store? Are you part of the cabal that's going to look to rip off Target? Or do you just go, nah, man, do your thing, Target? I don't even shop at Target, by the way. But anywhere they use those. If you think this is just about Target, wait until the other stores give you the same thing. They're going to tell you the same thing. They all have to shut it down because this is what's happening. But we live in a time where Joe Biden says, no, the crime is less than it was before. Let me tell you about crime. Petty crime is up. Violent crime is up in the era of Joe Biden. Don't you believe any other lie. Both of them are bad. Now, to hear Joe Biden, it's all good. Let me just continue reading here. The change was partially in response to the end of the pandemic, during which customers preferred a contactless option, the company said. Target said it began piloting 10-item or less self-checkout last fall and decided to move forward with a nationwide rollout based on the response. Response of what? By having the option to pick self-checkout for a quick trip or a traditional staff lane when their cart is full, guests who were surveyed told us the overall experience was better too. I won't disagree. I want the person to do the work, just like I told you my wife wants. So Target's going to open more lanes staffed by, they said, traditionally staffed by team members. But then you get to the real crux of it. Why did they limit it? It wasn't based on speed and all that. Maybe I'm saying that's part of it. I'm not going to disagree with that. It was based on theft. I love how they said it. The change was partially in response to the end of the pandemic, blah, blah, blah. But it was mostly in response to our patrons being thieves. Now, let's analyze that for just a second. I haven't shopped at a Target since they got through the whole transsexual bathroom issue. Haven't stepped foot in one. Melissa went in one time because we were traveling and we were desperate. But other than that, we don't shop there. So who's shopping there? Maybe you do. By the way, I'm not condemning you if you do. If you do, congratulations. But the point I'm making is this. Whether you shop there, most of us, I think, have decided we're going to try to take our patronage elsewhere as consumers. So who's left? Who is this rule for? You already know the answer. So yet again, leftists have ruined it for other people. It's because they're shoplifting. Pure and simple. Target would much rather have fewer employees that have to man those stations than letting you do the work for them. And there's only one reason. And they don't even have the guts to tell you. You have to read way down in that article to find out the real reason.
Putting an end to identity politics.
Now for something completely different.
This is the Kevin Jackson Radio Show.